I am powerless, and this is the news, according to me. Well, good. I guess it's afternoon now. I was planning on doing this show a lot earlier today, and just one thing after another happened, and I didn't get it done. So there you go. That's my excuse. I have no excuse. I'm unexcusable. But I am actually with the hotel I'm staying in at the moment here in Atlanta has no power, no electrical power, none. I am powerless. So I'm trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to supposed to take a shower, shave, do all those things, because there's also no water. Apparently the entire hotel, including their water pumps or whatever they have here, are shut down. I don't know what happened here. But so it's like going back in the Stone Ages in the flash of an eye. All of a sudden we have nothing here. So fortunately I don't have any food in my refrigerator. Otherwise I'd be concerned about that. There's absolutely no water pressure here whatsoever. So I don't know how to deal with that. I think I might just have to go, to work, I guess, in order to take care of myself. But in the meantime, I've come to think of it, the elevators probably don't work as well either, but, we'll see how that goes. Unfortunately, I usually take the stairs anyway, but that doesn't matter. But the important thing is I do have a cup, and it has ice in it, with a little bit of sweet tea. I have a little bit of sweet tea left, which is good. That's at least soothing and comforting in this moment of struggle with no power. And I got some issues I'll talk about real quick, just to make this a short show because of the extenuating circumstances I'm facing here. The interesting thing about Tucker Carlson's show last night. I just happened to watch bits and pieces of his show, but I watched this one segment, and it was very interesting. He's talking about the Brazil elections and how they have cracked down, that basically the results down there were ridiculous and quite questionable because of the popularity of the particular person who supposedly didn't win in that election. Now, Tucker has been very clear, tongue-in-cheek, talking about the last election and how this president got 81 million votes and how ridiculous that is. You know, he can do math, apparently. He can figure this out. And he has figured it out, and he realizes that there was something nefarious happened here. Something weird went on. I believe that Tucker has probably seen the movie 2000 Mules. I have not yet seen that movie. I'm afraid of what might happen if I do. I probably will lose my cool and go off the deep end. I've seen some very normal people watch that movie and become very incensed, very upset, very mad, very angry. And of course, you can't say anything. This is the real telltale thing of all this is that if you say something, you are the insurrectionist. You are the radical election denier. They're already denying the upcoming election. This troubles me because Biden's speech last night, and Tucker basically brings this up. Why would the president come out and start talking about the results of the election, how we're not supposed to question them? Don't question the results of this upcoming election. It's going to take a few days to get things, votes counted. You realize in most third world countries, they have elections on the same day or the next day they announce the results. Because things are counted in precincts, and the precincts report the results. So people come in, that voting station, they count those votes at that voting station, they're overseen, and those voting areas are then reported to a central place. And so they know all the tallies. It's not like they got one person counting a million votes. And so this is what happens with this whole thing. This is how it's put together, and it's state by state. Every state is different. And they have election boards, and all these people are involved in the elections. So why would it take days to tabulate all these incoming votes? Don't worry, be patient. We'll just keep counting the votes till we get the right number. Now, polls are showing, and the polls have been skewed up. It's interesting, again, people are asking the questions, I wonder why these polls tighten up at the end. At first, it looks like, you know, they're real tight at the beginning, and then Democrats are, like, way ahead, and then they start tightening up again closer to the election. Well, there's a reason for that. It has a lot to do with the way the polls are done, the way they're tabulated and calculated, and they always lag behind. Now, this John Fetterman, they were saying there was a, I think there was a report put out by CNN, the latest poll. They don't say when the poll was actually started and ended. When did they start asking questions? Unfortunately, most of the polls that are done over several days. In fact, sometimes several weeks. In the process, they don't tabulate the results. They take quite a bit of time to tabulate results. So, I don't know what's going on there. So in the process of tabulating the results, there's a lag. There's a definite lag time of days, sometimes more than a week, from the time the polls are started to the time the polls are actually done. Now, there was a poll of John Fetterman, and unfortunately, the poll was started before the last debate with Dr. Oz. In fact, it was done. It was actually closed before the debate, and they're still using this poll to show that Fetterman is points several points ahead of Dr. Oz. Now, anybody you ask from Pennsylvania who saw this poll, or who saw the debate, is very sympathetically and very, very caringly saying, this guy shouldn't be, they shouldn't have this guy up there as a candidate. This is ridiculous. That they realize that the poor guy, they feel sorry for the guy. They see him up there and they're struggling. They're like, that poor guy has to go through this. Why are they putting this guy through all this? Well, there's a reason they're putting him through it, but that's a whole other story. They need a placeholder. It doesn't matter whether the guy's capable of doing the job or not. Obviously, Joe Biden is a shining example of that. It just matters the ideology and the administration behind that person is all that matters. The person that's just a candidate, it's just a placeholder. It's an empty suit. That's all it is. And unfortunately, the further we get away from centralized from local politics, you're going to see that person in and of themselves don't matter much anymore. It's all about the ideology they're trying to push and their agenda and whether that person is pliable enough to go along with it. And a lot of times that pliability has a lot to do with whether or not, they're basically rewarding that person for being in the job and going their way. It has nothing to do with whether what that person really believes or what their convictions are, as long as they follow the status quo and they go along with the things that, of course, the powers that be want to have happen. And in the process, in return, they get the status of being a powerful person with this nice salary and this cush job where they don't really have to do anything other than make speeches and pretend like they care. So they find these puppets, these stooges, to fill these positions, and they go on about their administrative business of controlling power, finances, money. That's why the leftists, especially, but even on both sides of the aisle, they just want to keep passing these bills, these massive spending bills that give them more power, that shuffle more money back into their coffers so they can continue to perpetuate their power and control. This is the way the system works, and they're getting better and better at it every year. So the question is, why did Joe Biden come out with all this concern about people being patient with the election results of 2022? Well, it's very, very disconcerting, and I think that's what Tucker Carlson was talking about. It looks like the power just came back on, of course. So now I have to figure out how I'm going to do my, whether I'm going to have water pressure or not. We'll see if it actually works here. It came on and off a couple times, so let's see if it's going to work. Yeah, there's water. Water's coming out. Question is now, is it going to be hot? Good question. So if I can take a shower now. So with that, with having said that, it looks like I'm just going to go on and take my shower and go to work. So. Thanks for listening. That's my concern for the day. There will be a show possibly later this evening as well. I'm going to be getting done today probably around 8 o'clock or so. So I might have a show this evening. I might try to do I always threatened us to do a live show. And I think that this time I might actually do a live show today. We'll see how that works out. later on this afternoon. We'll see if I can get that accomplished. Once again, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. And this is just a kind of a short little to-do today. And we'll get back to the real show next week, maybe. We'll see how that goes. I'm going to be, I'm going to be working next week again. But we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. I'm not going to promise anything. I can't ever promise anything with this show. It's just, there's too many interferences. Too many things interfering with this show. It's just ridiculous. So I'll see you all later. Thanks for listening. Thanks for praying for the nation, praying for each other, and for our leaders in this election coming up. God bless.